America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV, talking about the impact of this Marshawn Lattimore deal. We gave you some of the PFF numbers. There are all kinds of impressive statistics for Marshawn Lattimore. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's not old. Been at the top of his game, just on a terrible team. Who dealt him? They're moving on from their coach. Who knows what they're going to do in the future? They might move on from their quarterback again. I don't know if they can afford to do that.
And I have a feeling that Marshawn Lattimore is going to be healthy enough to take the field this weekend. Now, maybe
that's
I'm crazy.
Vibe.
Man, maybe I'm a crazy person.
We got to get
but
up.
I just feel like he's going to be all of a sudden healthy and probable to play in the
only
game
question,
this weekend.
The only thing I have about that is that he's had soft tissue injuries before.
Sure.
So it's not like kind of out of the ordinary.
Realm
of, yeah. So it might be a real injury case.
He missed six or seven games last year. I assume it's the same one.
I'll say this about the window being open, and we want to hear from you, 800-636-1067. It's clearly open. I would say it's open about halfway with screen door, with a screen.
With a screen in?
Yeah, still a screen in. It's not like wide open, let all everything in.
Let
there's
all the
some fleas and bugs.
In.
You got to keep all the in. There's still some stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's open, but screen filtering some of it.
If they beat the Steelers, go to 8-2.
Well, then you might lift the screen.
The screen goes up.
But the window's not wide open, but still halfway open.
Yeah.
Lift the screen.
Right.
Now, if they beat the Steelers and then they beat the Eagles, then the window's wide open, no screen, bugs, everything could come in.
70 degrees, perfect weather.
It won't even affect us.
Nope.
It'd be like,
care.
Yeah. It'd be like San Diego weather.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Caleb in Germantown. Caleb, what's up? Is the window open a crack more than that, screened in? What is it?
Oh, hey, guys. First time caller here.
Thanks, bud.
I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you, man.
Our foot is definitely at the door. I think we're demanding that respect of our team because we are a competitive team. Marshawn Lattimore does give us that solidified number one corner. And if we can beat the Steelers and split with the Eagles, it's definitely open for us. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
He says, it's fair, but you brought up a door. We're talking about a window.
I'm trying to think about the window, and then he says, my foot's at the door.
He stopped all of our momentum. I mean, he just smashed on the brakes there.
All right, let's go. Well, some doors do have, like, screen, like you can pull down, like your screen door, you can open the window.
Yeah, but I mean, he hit a speed bump there.
Yeah.
All right, Super Bowl window open, yes or no. You can vote. I put it up on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio.
That's different from saying, it's not saying we're Super Bowl favorites or anything, but it's just like, you have an opportunity here. Sometimes you just get off to a hot start and all of a sudden you're in the mix.
It's very fair. I think they're not a perfect team.
Yeah, they're definitely
not one
perfect.
Of these teams that you're like, oh, amazing in every department, but they addressed arguably their biggest weakness.
Do you want to know the updated number on FanDuel of Super Bowl odds?
Yes, I'd like to hear this.
So this is updated as of this weekend.
So Chiefs have to
probably
be number one,
of this morning.
Chiefs favorites.
Chiefs are plus 420.
Okay.
All right. So almost 4.5 to 1.
We guess the Lions are number two.
Correct. Plus 480.
And we guess the Bills three?
They're four. The Ravens are plus 650. Bills are plus 850.
Okay.
Niners are fifth at 10 to 1. Eagles 12 to 1. Vikings 21-1. Packers 21-1.
Haven't heard the Commanders yet.
I know. Texans 22-1. Commanders 22-1. So tied with Houston, just behind the Packers and Vikings. So right in there in the top seven or eight.
Drab, you won't put a Hunsky on Skins.
Ooh, this is your perfect type of bet.
This is what you like to do.
This is what you live for. This makes you feel almost alive.
Nah. Why would I do that when I get the Seahawks 75-1?
Well, but you don't believe in that.
You know you're flushing that money down the toilet.
No offense. I don't believe in the Commanders either.
He doesn't think the window's open. I heard it during the break.
What do you think?
Oh, the window's still fully
shut.
Well,
I think the Commanders are a good team, and they're put themselves in a phenomenal position. I just don't see, after even the last 2 weeks where you beat the Bears, it was phenomenal for the city, and beating the Giants, they're a good team. I just don't think they're better than the Lions, the 49ers, the Eagles right now. They might be on par with the Falcons, somewhere around there. Like, they're good. I'm not quite sold yet.
All right.
They're playoff competitors.
I think it's fair to say you got to knock off a couple more good teams.
I'll stamp the playoffs right now. Like, there's no question about that. I just don't think, and anything can happen. If we talk about it, Eli won the Super Bowl as a wild card. Anything can happen. But just on paper and what I've seen, I don't think they're better than those teams right now.
Hey, Cakes, have you seen the video of Marshawn Lattimore? The Commanders just posted it.
I have not.
Let's get to work, Marshawn. I don't see any limp.
Yeah.
Hamstring looks okay.
Is he walking on the practice field?
He's just walking to the entrance.
Oh, okay. But still. It's funny how your hamstring hurts when you're 2-7 and you're a team that's dead, that's lost seven straight games, and then you get traded to a contender.
I see no limp.
I mean, I'm more convinced.
I told you I'm going to check with my sources.
Yeah, can you do that
to see
now?
If he practices today, Bickle?
Can you ask them if I can get a Jaden jersey?
I'm not going to ask my
His source.
Source
is not going to help you with that. You have to go to a different source for that.
Ask Nick. Nick can get me a jersey.
I'm going to guess his practice today, he'll do a limited practice if he practices at all.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
All right, let's go to Rick in Charlestown. Rick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jones.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I think this is phenomenal because he's going to help, I think, with St. Juice and Forbes and the backfield. And yes,
Forbes? He's not seeing the field.
Forbes will be like in dime packages.
Maybe he'll learn from him, is what he's
saying. Some things,
but he'll learn from him.
Forbes is never seeing the field the rest of the season.
Water boy.
Unless everybody else gets hurt, he's not.
Well, there was talk about trading him off. I was wondering if they were going to trade.
I figured they were going to trade him. I figured he was part of the deal.
Yeah, because there's so many takers for 160-pound cornerbacks. Yeah.
You know what Forbes is going to do is massage his hamstring.
Yeah, he probably will.
Well, there's only hope, huh?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Ricky.
Never going to see Forbes. I wouldn't be shocked if Forbes is inactive every week from now through the end of the season.
I mean, I don't know. They might put him in dime packages or something. We have no idea how he's going to be used.
Okay.
Let's go.
He's going to run out.
Right, I'll bet you he's active for at least one game.
I mean,
come on.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to run
he's
out.
He's not going to be like a nickel guy. I get it, but he'll be active.
He's going to run out and grab the tee after kickoff.
All right. So
that would be hilarious. All right, I would like that. I'm here for it.
All right, let's go to...
He would be out there pretty quick.
Yeah. I haven't heard from Keith from Colonial Beach in a long time. What's up, Keith?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, Keith's been going to the games. He sent me a picture from MetLife.
What do you think, brother?
Yo, we are ready. We're Super Bowl bound. I'm telling you, I'm getting tickets. I'm getting hotel rooms lined up. I'm ordering drinks, champagne, whatever to celebrate. We're going to party at Lurch House afterwards.
All right. Hey, Keith, what was the vibe like on the road at that Giants game?
Yeah. Yo, on the road, it was ridiculous for us. Like, we had fans galore. It was terrible. MetLife is the top five worst stadium I've ever been to in my life.
Really?
It's a cookie cutter. It's amazing to get there. Nobody really cares about football there. The tailgating sucks. Getting out of traffic sucks even more. But I have no clue what's going on. They had brie cheese at the tailgate. It was a ridiculous tailgate.
Brie cheese? Yeah, I would immediately leave that tailgate.
Bickle loves brie.
I like all cheese. I like all cheese.
MetLife does look like a data center.
Yeah.
It is terrible, man. It is the worst experience I mean I've had in a long time. I'd rather go to Philly and get in fights.
Hey, you told me...
That's saying something.
You sent me a text that, you know, like the last couple weeks you wanted to call into the show. What has been your general vibe? Because you've been going to all the home games.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'll put it like this. I typically sell all my tickets by now, but I haven't. So the vibe at home games is getting – we get that feeling. This is under an adult management. That's what it feel like. Mm. It feel like that we're actually being a franchise. We've been run. We feel like – I feel like Pittsburgh. I feel like the Ravens.
Yeah, this is what happens when real ownership takes over. This is
absolutely
the result. And it's good
absolutely
to see.
And I didn't believe that it would be this change that quickly. Mm-mm. But Jaden, man, he's the real deal, man. He's composed. I went to a couple of the training camps and all that. He's just so composed. He's a people person. He really, like, he don't get flustered. I mean, he do the things that you want out your quarterback.
He's excellent at throwing the ball into that net. Oh, he was so good at that.
Which game? What's the next game? Keith, what's the next game you're going to? You going to Philly?
I'll be at a Pittsburgh game.
Oh, I'm talking about on the road. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'll be at the Philly game, too. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Die hard.
Oh, man. All right. I love that.
Do you have your Jaden jersey yet?
Yeah, yo, got two Jaden jerseys.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Two.
That's what I remember. Yo, but I don't really buy. I usually buy either the dead people or the people that's already gone.
Right.
So, you know, I got like Darryl Green and Monk and all them, Riggins and Todd. But now this is the first one. I did mess up and buy a Chase jersey. Listen to EB. I thought he was going to be our savior.
Brutal.
Yeah. Why listening to me?
Yeah. I don't know, because I'm like you, man. I'm a homer, and I'm like, yo, but the jersey now, I can't sell it for $4.
Yeah, what do you do with the Chase Young jersey? Just sits there in your
toilet
closet?
Paper.
Toilet paper. Wipe your butt with it.
I got my cousin sign it, and I hung it up in the frame as just like Chase did it. So don't nobody know any different.
That is hilarious.
This is a great bit. Now, I wouldn't have it hanging anywhere in my house, but at least you got a fake signature on it.
A fake autographed jersey. Why didn't you just sign it? Why'd you get your cousin
Maybe
to do it?
Maybe he has better penmanship.
Well, they know I got a distinct handwriting. They know my handwriting. So
people know the handwriting.
So when you have friends come over, you're like, yeah, that's a signed Chase jersey.
Yeah, I said I got this sign. I seen Chase at the Metro. He signed it one day.
He's got a Maypop
sign at the Metro.
All you have to say is,
why is Chase on the Metro?
It's funny. He's on the green line.
Yeah, he's on the green line.
Yeah, for the green line.
Yeah. He left the game early.
He's going to Gallery Place. He's going to catch a Caps game.
It's all in Chinatown.
All right. Thank you, Keith. That's appreciate cool. it, buddy.
Dude, all right, fellas, I'll be good.
Yeah, you too. Dude, that's
next
worse.
Stop,
let me, by the way, that's worse than Timu.
Oh, yeah.
That's below Timu.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
I had my buddy sign my cousin sign.
Keith Moo.
And then he got it framed? Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
Hilarious.
That is.
All right. What a waste of currency.
That was a great call.
Let's go to Alex. Alex, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Thanks
what's
for
up,
taking
Alex?
My call. Hey, man, that door is a window. You can have tractor trailers going in sideways. Here's the thing. No one expected us to go this far, and here we are. The other thing is two things. We should pick up on a pass rusher that's cheap. That way we can just bring him in, bring him out. You know what I mean? Keep the other guys fresh. Hey, you know what? Or the other guy that just went to the Packers, the one that was here with
Preston.
Us. What was his
name? Preston Smith.
Yep, there you go. Something like that. A cheap guy, some guy, or Clowney. I don't even bring Clowney in here, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So someone just to come in there fresh. Just come in there, 2-3
when?
Snaps, blah, blah, blah.
The deadline's over.
Deadline pass.
You got
to go to the scrap heap.
Yeah, you're right about that. But here's the other thing. Now we're
He's
four,
got no
now
answers.
Small detail.
This is what we're leaving out, if someone else hasn't called and mentioned. Forbes, now with Lattimore up there.
Yeah.
He's going to be taking notes, and you know what I mean? There's no excuse. It's just like Davis, the one I got
Jamin.
Already released.
Yeah.
With
Jamin.
Wagner. Yeah, there you go. With Wagner up there, no one, I'm talking about the linebacker guru. That's like having Fletcher on
steroids.
Yeah,
he got cut.
You know what I mean?
There I guess he wasn't taking notes,
that's
TV.
That's like me saying I'm taking notes watching Phil Ivey play poker, and I'm going to all of a sudden be Phil Ivey. I don't think
there
that's happening.
Go.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
One more. So with Forbes' helmet now, I don't know if you guys heard, he's going to have a special helmet.
Oh,
it's
bad
gonna
joke coming.
It's going to have rear view mirrors.
Bad joke
coming.
I knew that. Kind of made me laugh.
I was going to say, it wasn't that bad of a joke.
You're so easy.
I'm such an easy laugh. That
so
is
are
kind of,
you.
It did make me laugh. I'm laughing.
I'm laughing more at Cake's laugh.
I'm laughing at his bad joke.
All right, let's go
it's infectious laughing.
Musa, what's up?
Hey, guys, good morning.
What's
Listen,
up?
I love the energy, and I love the fact that this GM of ours just keeps plugging away, bringing in this special talent. You know, he's going to just ignite that secondary of ours. All the guys around him are just going to step up their A game. They know what's coming to the table on our team. Hoping that he can remain healthy, this hamstring isn't going to linger. I think sky's the limit, and then it's just perfect timing. You know, we got these powerhouse teams coming up on our schedule. I'd like to see how we fare against them. If we can just keep playing solid football, Lattimore's a big pickup. You know, this is just something special, something that we can continue to grow on and work with. You know, I like the guy. I like what he brings to the table. He's a true veteran, and he's proven he can win. He can bring it.
All right, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. You know, I'm starting to worry about it's one thing you got to deal with T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Now you got T.J. and Preston Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're gonna
he's
be
just
after
a depth
Jayden.
Guy.
Yeah, but it's just another guy.
Highsmith's the stud.
On a side note, bet everything you own against the Saints this weekend. Just bet against them.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Falcons. You think Kirk isn't going to go in and carve them up this weekend?
That game is in Atlanta.
It's in New Orleans.
It is in New Orleans?
It's in New Orleans.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. They could play on freaking Uranus. Kirk is going to carve up that team this weekend.
You know what to do, everyone.
Fade it.
You know what to do.
Hey, I'm just a tingle play. That's my free tingle play of the week.
Are you talking money line or you want to lay the points? Do you want to lay 3.5?
I'd probably lean more money line. Though I don't think it's going to be close.
All right, can you and I?
Yes, we can consummate a bet. You always like to pounce on me in a moment of weakness. So sure, why not? Come up with it. We'll go.
$10.
We'll do it.
$10.
Sure, $10. Who cares?
So $10?
$10.
All right, so $10 if you play the Falcons pays you $5.95. All right.
No. If I play the Falcons, so, you're paying me $10.
All right, that's fine. And now if the Saints
that's
win,
not really
if the Saints win, you owe me $14.
Sure. Whatever.
It's a money line bet. It's not a 50-50.
It's whatever. You just tell me.
Here we go. $10. You got the Falcons. I've got the Saints.
Correct.
All right, let's go to Mike.
$10 to you, $14 to me.
I'm betting on my guy, Kirky.
$10 to you, $14 to me.
It's fine.
All right.
Mike in Chesapeake. Hey, bud.
Hey, y'all. It's been a while since I called, right?
All right.
I want all four of y'all to comment on this when I hang up. I'm going to say it in 1 minute. Right. If you time possession, but you got to score touchdowns, you got to keep the ball away from another team offense.
Mm-hmm.
And with Brian Robinson getting 5 and 6 yards a chunk, hold the ball, but you got to score. And keep St. Juice and number 13 off the field. You're going to win a lot of games.
Keep St. Juice off.
Right.
Keep St. Juice
of course,
and Forbes
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you want to win time of possession.
Of course, you always want your defense off the field.
Always.
Right?
You want in fact, I think this week might have been one of the rare games, I'm not sure how many, that we lost the time of possession.
Forbes is going to be wearing...
Because
the Giants had it forever.
He's
going to
be wearing a T-shirt on the sidelines. I don't know why people are still worried about Emmanuel Forbes.
Well, they just want to see some value... gotten from the
they
pit.
Want to see him make a play
value
make one play that's what they want to see.
Hey, for what it's worth, I happened to see during the break ESPN has their panel and they were talking about the trades that went down yesterday. They gave the Steelers an A for adding Preston Smith and Mike Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Jason also correctly pointed out when I kind of ripped into Mike Williams for being down the last couple years.
Right.
He actually was having a good year last year and he got hurt.
Right. He tore his ACL.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, but he hasn't had a 1,000-yard season since 2021.
Right. JP said he only had 19 catches. Mm-hmm. Well, he had in 3 games. He was on pace for like a Pro Bowl.
Right. All right. He hadn't done anything this year and he wasn't that great in 2022. But anyway.
You think the Donk listeners knew that? No chance.
They gave him an A.
I bet you someone did.
The Lions, who picked up Za'Darius Smith, were given an A-. Mm-hmm. They actually gave the Commanders a B+. I mean, it's still a good grade, but they were higher on those other deals.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think it's a great deal.
I think it's a great deal when you look at a guy.
As long as he can stay on the field, Bickle, I get it. But it's
who
locks down opposing receivers.
He's one of the
best. Probably the biggest reason why they didn't give it an A, right? That,
maybe.
You know, he's not 100% healthy, allegedly. And he's had some injury issues.
I don't know, but he's already in Ashburn.
Yeah, and JP said he's walking with no limp.
Zippy limp.
How I look at it, I just put up the tweet at Junks Radio.
You have a much more pronounced limp.
You only
right now
see
than,
like three steps. To be fair, you only see three steps. He gets out of the SUV.
If you have a pulled hamstring, you're not going to necessarily see it when he's just walking.
But he has.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Does he have a backpack? Yeah, he's got a backpack, like he's ready to get to work.
He's got a Gucci backpack. It's probably worth $5,000.
Yeah.
For $5,000.
You don't think he got one from one of the guys like on the subway?
I don't think he got it from TJ Maxx.
BT Dub, I guarantee you, Adam Peters, he's not stupid. He checked on this.
He checked on the health
before he traded a third and a fourth rounder.
Right.
He didn't just say, all right, I hope he's healthy.
Right.
I mean, so I assume he is.
Coming up at 9:20, Sean Springs will join us, former Washington Redskin cornerback. Will get his take on the Marshawn Lattimore deal. Mike Locksley, Terps head football coach, at 9:45. All right here on the Junk.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.